Hey there, my name is Eric Francis, and I have just completed the Gemini birthday reading for 2015-2016, and I am here to share with you a preview of some of the audio in that reading. It is a three-part audio reading. The sections run, I believe they're about 40 minutes each, the two astrology sections, and then there is a third section of astrology afterthoughts and a tarot card reading, which is about half an hour long. The audio in these is fully downloadable and also playable, and it will work on any device, and your access to this never expires. One thing I find is that these readings have a very long shelf life, and if you listen to it today and get something from it, you will also be able to play it back again in a month, or for that matter tomorrow, and for that matter in a year, and get something really exciting and valuable from it. I know that my astrology has this lasting value because on the one hand I'm so immediate, and also because I'm always looking ahead to the future and allowing the possibilities to be wide open, and then gently guiding you in the direction that I see the planetary energies tending toward. Lately, as you might know, I've been studying robotics and the internet and the psychological nature of what happens to people when we participate within and with the robot. And I'm reading a newly acquired book on the subject that basically has the theme of how we preserve our humanity while we are all caught in the middle of this kind of a machine, basically. And the author, in the very beginning of the book, makes the point that what makes us human is volition, agency, choice, the ability to make decisions, the ability to make decisions based on a real evaluation and assessment of our environment, and that is based on how we feel, what we want, what that critter inside of us wants, and what the person who's achieving wants, and our social needs, and the full spectrum of things that really make us human and have us existing in what you might think of as analog mode, a three-dimensional space in real time, and recognizing that we do choose the path of our lives to a great extent. And this is what I do with astrology. I like to add astrology into the equation of your consciousness so that you get a better sense of the environment around you. I think anyone who's even read one single sentence of my astrology knows I am not reductionist or deterministic. I like to work in a very wide field of possibilities. I'm very good at wedging the door open so that you have more options, more choices, so that you can see choices that you did not even know that you had. And in a sense, I provide permission, inspiration, and motivation to make decisions that really feel right based on your current environment and the environment that is developing. And because it's astrology, I can see a bit into the future and observe something about how the environment around you and within you is forming. I've been an astrological consultant for many years. I started doing readings, I think it was approximately the spring of 1989. Those were tarot card readings, so I guess that's 26 years ago. That's kind of incredible. And then starting in 1994, I began studying astrology, and in 1995, I kind of entered public participation as an astrologer. So I've been doing readings for a long time. People wait a while to speak to me. They sometimes travel very long distances, and they pay a good fee. I also know that there's only so many readings I can do for individuals, and so what I am doing with these readings is providing a very high level of service at a very reasonable price. The amount of focus and love and my talent that I bring into these readings is rather lavish. I hold nothing back. I think I work out the maximum boundaries of the medium that I am in. I don't try to make them short and witty and edited and compact, but rather I take the opposite approach where I explore the territory with you for a while. I allow my intuition to work, my impressionistic nature, and in a sense, I embody the spirit of the sign that I am working with and then present a reading from your point of view. This is really very much astrology for the people. There is no other astrology product that is like this. No one would dare to try to do an astrological reading without having the natal chart available and have it be a serious reading, have it be something that might go on for 90 minutes or more. And one might well wonder how it is that I'm able to do that. And the short version of that, the two or three sentence version of that is that, yes, it is true that the natal chart is an important tool in astrology, and it's also true that there are other ways into the matrix. And it's been through doing a combination of writing horoscopes, which I do on the same basic technique as I do the reading that you're about to hear some samples of, and through doing extended consultations, sometimes working with clients for years, almost always in multiple sessions, that I have been able to combine these two things and provide something that is rich in detail, and I think more to the point, rich in ideas and analysis. But I think really my gift is that I am a motivator, that I'm able to say, okay, here is what I think is possible, and here's a good reason to give it a try. So I think of myself as, yes, as an astrologer, as a consultant, as an intuitive, as an analyst, and also as a kind of a motivational speaker. So you get that in a very deeply personal form with these readings. Okay, so without saying too much more, I'm going to give you a short sample of each of the three sections. I'm going to choose them more or less at random, and I will not be coming back. I'll just end at the end of the third section. You'll just hear the theme music come back in. If you are listening on the 31st of May or on the 1st of June, this reading is still available at the pre-order price. If not, the price goes up slightly after the publication comes out and you have access to the thing, instant access. I think these are really worth a lot more, but you can be the judge of that. Okay, so without further delay, here is a sample from the first segment. The segments will be divided by the theme music, and I do look forward to working with you. Thanks. Here you go. You are indeed human, and you are correct to think that you must remain in contact with your humanity and those that of everyone else in order to have any semblance of a life. And so when we look at this identity quest that you are on, signified by Mercury retrograde in your sign, signified by Mars driving a passionate movement forward, the burning need to be and to become, Mars in your sign, a brilliant thing to have. The reminder underneath that, the thing that you are seeking with that Mercury retrograde, is the understanding that you are human. And this may seem so blatantly obvious, like, yeah, I'm human, sure. Except that when we start to catalog the influences going back to the very earliest times in our lives, particularly the way we are born, those of us who are not born in the millennial era when midwives and home births began making a comeback were mostly all born in operating rooms under bright lights with doctors wearing masks. And now you seem to be getting to the point where it may become plainly obvious that the one-size-fits-all model of relationships doesn't fit you. Something does. Many people do. Someone might. There's obviously you have a need for many different people, types of relationship in your life. And the presence of Saturn in Sagittarius for a long time in your relationship house, to me, reads approximately as such. Notice the influence of religion in your concept of what a relationship is. This does not come with value judgments necessarily. It doesn't come with a blatant statement that that's wrong and that's right, but rather it's saying, notice how you feel. Notice where you are. Observe the expectations that are put on you. Rather than just say, okay, that's an expectation put on me. I'm going to do that thing because that's what my parents did, or that's what my grandparents want. You will now get the feeling, I think, again, this is my read on an astrology chart, a grand abstraction, that you have to have space in this world to actually be this person that you're becoming. And one of the first places you may run out of room is in your relationship concept. Where did that come from? And all these other people with a similar, or think they have a similar concept, where did that come from? And when you try to say, hey, you know, our relationship concept's a little cramping here. I feel a little boxed in. I'm doing all this becoming. I'm doing all this expanding and exploring and integrating my past and seeking a sense of who I am and where I belong on this planet. I'm feeling the beauty of the mission that I came here and feel called to do. And I'm just noticing that when I do all those things, it doesn't exactly fit this little box that was passed down to me by some people. I don't even know their names, 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 generations. Rather humorous. Again, I've never seen anything like this. Because they are, the positions are basically twin positions that I use to bounce the meaning of the cards off of each other to come up with something original. That's the way you read cards. You don't just read what that one card means or what that one card means in that position. Rather, you take the card and the position and then the cards around it and you kind of bounce them all off each other and you get something that no one's ever heard before. And in this case, we have the Hierophant in the position of relationships. And the Hierophant is saying a number of things. First of all, I always take the Hierophant card as a card that first and foremost says, slow down and pay attention. Second, I take it as a sincere approach to a real question. And in the traditional versions of this card, the older version, there's a lot of variance in the way this card is depicted. But in some of the more common ones, you have two monks who both made it into the presence of the Pope or the Hierophant. The Hierophant's the more pre-Christian model, and the Pope is the more Christian model. Same basic concept in sort of the structure of things. And one of the monks has roses on his vestment, and the other monk has lilies on his vestment. And therein lies one of the main clues to what this card is about, which is that whatever path you choose, whether you choose the left-handed path of Tantra or the right-handed path of Tantra, whether you choose the path of passion or the path of purity, you still get to the same place. And now that message is blazing out here from this spread, and the overarching theme of that is saying that you have options for how you approach things, for how you approach people, for how you approach the concept of relationship without having to follow a prescription. Now, some would say, but the Hierophant, that's all about tradition. And I would say, yes, that's true. But when you look closely at that tradition, the tradition is saying that there are many ways to get to the same place. Go the way that's right for you. Let your life be an experiment. Worry less about the destination because you will get there. And concentrate more on what it is you're feeling.